I've managed to speak to someone in Kidal who told me that he's still hears sporadic fighting in the city, sporadic shooting. So, which could be an indication that the city is not entirely under the control of whoever attacks it, be that MNLA or Ansar al-Din, or both.
The army's appealed for help against the rebels and Islamist fighters. Do you think that's likely to come?
It depends. As far as I know, Kidal was the last Malian army garrison in the north. If the fighters of the Malian army, the Malian soldiers, manage to keep hold of the airstrip, the airport of Kidal, then perhaps some help could come. If they lost control of the airstrip, it would be very unlikely that they get any support.
Diplomatically, wouldn't it be very difficult for any other country, really, to support the military junta, given recent actions and the deposition of the Malian president?
I think it's very unlikely that any country will support the Malian junta. As far as I know, nobody supports them at all. ECOWAS, African Union, EU, everybody clearly asked them to withdraw, to step down, and have democracy run its course.
What sort of impact will diplomatic and financial measures have in Mali?
I can assume, like most other people do, that if BCAAO creates a financial boycott of the junta regime, if the ports, I've heard that ECOWAS threatens to close the West African ports to Malian import-export, if that would happen, they would be completely landlocked. The only roads open to non-ECOWAS countries would run through the Sahara, which they have a bit of a difficulty getting through too.
Anything else that I've missed? Anything else that you think is important to add in the discussions with people in the country that you've been having?
What is one of my main concerns so far is the drought. It is quite clear that a famine has already been predicted even without the rebellion and even without a coup d'etat. With the coup d'etat, with the rebellion, with prolonged fighting in northern Mali, it will be very difficult for any international organization to bring any relief aid either to the refugees of the fighting in the north or to victims of the famine, the drought. I think this will, I'm afraid that in the coming few months, this will overtake any military or political event in Mali as the main item of concern.